Hi there. It's me, Gina Murphy, darling. Happy New Year. We have in studio a special return guest. His name is Jim Cook. He's the executive director, CEO of the Western National Parks Association. And Jim, it's great to have you here.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
I admit that I had a whole different topic to talk about, but my question now is about the government shutdown and its impact on the national parks. I'm sure there are things that are known and obvious, but what are some of the unknown and not so obvious? How bad of an economic impact is it going to have? Just talk to us about, from an insider's perspective, what's going on.
Sure. Thank you, Gina. So there are a lot of impacts on the national parks and partner organizations like Western National Parks Association. First of all, not all parks are open despite the headlines. Many parks have been shut down because of the lack of resources to protect the national parks themselves, including historic sites, et cetera. That alone, people need to know about. Secondly, partner organizations like us are shut down, basically. 99% of our revenue is lost as a result of this particular shutdown and shutdowns in general. Gateway communities who are near national park units like Wilcox or outlying areas that really depend on tourism to their local national park are hit in a very large way economically. So there's a lot of different effects. And of course, we've been hearing about all the trash that is being left, the toilets that are overrun. It's kind of a mess out there.
So what type of economic impact and what's the recovery? Can you even answer that?
Yeah, the economic impact is in the millions, even in Tucson alone. And that is really not recovered income because people typically do make the plans in advance and may not come back. I'm sure there are many different kind of scenarios out there, but that would be a good assumption to make that the impact is pretty permanent.
So the advice would be, I think, don't go right now to a national park because it's not going to be the most positive experience. Is that what you advise people to just stay away for now?
Boy, that really pains me to even go there,
right,
Gina?
Because
I hate to tell anybody not to go and enjoy nature or a national park unit, but just expect that you're not going to have the same experiences when they're open fully.
Okay, my friend, and you can find out lots of really good, fun, and exciting things by visiting WNPA.org. Past episodes of this program can be heard on KXCI.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about just what Mrs. Green's World is up to, come visit us at MrsGreensWorld.com. And of course, I hope you do. Thanks, everybody.